Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Labor Day is past and the stores are filled with Halloween decorations of all kinds, and the holiday is still 2 months away. I feel the rush of this time of year already. But not this morning. A quiet first cup starts my day. I hope the same for you. Psalm 100. A psalm for giving grateful praise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. A friend gave me a coffee or teacup covered in flowers, birds, and butterflies, and a quote from Hans Christian Andersen, circa 1805 to 1875, he wrote, "The whole world is a series of miracles, but we're so used to them, we call them ordinary things. Beautiful zinnias, sunflowers, daisies, tulips, lilies, and daffodils start from ugly, inconsequential seeds and bulbs. Birds produce offspring by laying a hard-shelled egg filled with yellow yolk that somehow changes over time, pecks its way out of the shell to reveal a baby bird with feathers and wings and a beating heart." Psalm 100, verse 3, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us." We ourselves are one of those commonplace miracles. Our parents probably said at the moment of our birth, "Oh, our precious little baby, what a miracle." The joy and wonder consumed them. But I, for one, never gave the notion that I was a miracle a thought. Birth is so commonplace. As Andersen says, these things are so common that we marvel at the beauty of nature but rarely consider the miracle that goes on in the dark to produce these wonders. The word miracle seems to be held to events, situations that are completely unexpected. And sadly, even those occurrences are often written off to luck or coincidence. We often try to explain through science, forgetting that science itself is a miracle. The miracle human mind developing solutions to problems and illness and disease. The miracles of Jesus, I think it is safe to say, are big miracles. Instantaneous healing, restoring sight and limbs, health and life. We are all left with the question, how did he do it? He could do it because of the power of the Creator himself. I bet all of you listening have experienced a miracle or two in your life. Perhaps situations you haven't called a miracle out loud, but have felt that indeed the angels of the Lord intervened. I have one of those to share. One of my grandsons was driving home from college summer league baseball out of state. It was a four-lane highway, not much traffic. In fact, at the crucial moment, there was only he and an 18-wheeler truck going south. A sign up ahead signaled the trucker that traffic needed to move to the right lane, where my grandson was traveling. The trucker checked the lane and proceeded to move into the right lane. My grandson was in his blind spot. The front of his car was hit by the rear of the 18-wheeler, and the car was spun into a 180-degree turn and into the left guardrail. And the force then slung the car across the two lanes, landing the car on the right guardrail. The car was totaled. My grandson was able to get out of the car, not a scratch on him. No injury at all. No other cars were behind him at the time. The truck driver was fine. Would you call that a big miracle? I do. Would you call that luck? Some would. Divine intervention works for me too. Just as it would for the 10 lepers who begged Jesus for their healing, and without a word, it was done. Luke 17:11-19. I wonder what your story is. There are things in life that will not turn out the way we want. Miracles that don't happen when and how we want. But the awareness that so many things are going on every day that are miracles, that are impossible without God, can strengthen our faith, our trust, that the Lord's presence is with us regardless. Please pray with me. Lord, help us to live in anticipation for every day and all its miracles. Another day to live and love and be loved. Life itself, one of those things we take for granted. The miracles, along with the flowers from seeds and birds from eggs, or the birth of a new baby, a life extended by your miracles of science, or walking away from a deadly car accident. Lord, that we will take time to appreciate the common, everyday events that are clearly your miracles of life. Help us to pause and contemplate your creative genius behind, hidden within, every ordinary part of living. Prompt us to make gratefulness a way of life. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.